Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Pleased to be joined on the program today as we discuss all things Fort Riley by Colonel Will McCanney, the U.S. Army Garrison Commander of Fort Riley. Colonel McCanney, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Very glad to be here.
Pleasure to have you on here. As I understand, you assumed duties as the Garrison Commander earlier this year, actually not that long ago, in July. Tell us first a little bit about yourself, your military career, and your family.
Yeah, so thank you, Brandon, and I appreciate the opportunity. Really, really, it's an honor, privilege to be here as the Garrison Commander of Fort Riley, such a historic and significant installation for our Army and our nation. And myself, I never been stationed at Fort Riley before, but I grew up out west, the son of a Marine. So lived in similar, I guess, type areas throughout my my youth. So it really, in a way, felt a little bit like coming home to kind of the farm country and the openness of the West. Military career-wise, I started off enlisted as an infantryman and then went to college, received a commission as a military police officer, and had served in all different aspects of the military police corps at all different levels of command. In the different disciplines of military police, whether it be law enforcement, corrections, and investigations. But now the new challenge is Garrison Commander here at Fort Riley, and I'm learning something new every day in this job.
All right. Where did you say you were previously?
Previous to this, I went to the Army War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, graduated there last June. Before that, I was commander of the CID Battalion in Fort Benning, Georgia.
Okay. Well, how familiar were you with Fort Riley in the Flint Hills region before taking this command?
So I was a little bit familiar, but I'd only been here once for a short TDY back during the training team or the mid-team era, I guess, which I know you're all familiar with. Other than that, really no experience. I'd served with first Infantry Division in Europe before, specifically in the Balkans, but not Fort Riley. And interesting you ask that. When I received notification that I was going to command the garrison here, many, many of our friends, my wife and I, our friends throughout our career, reached out to us with nothing but great things to say, how much we were going to love it and love the Flint Hills region. And it's a place like no other when it comes to community relations with the installation and the division, and I got to tell you that we have seen that every single day since we got here. It is unlike any other place we've ever been, and my wife and I were welcomed by the community here on Riley and the surrounding Flint Hills communities, unlike anywhere else. We really appreciate that.
All right, so good first impression so far. Then, have you had a chance to maybe venture out, have some barbecue, anything like that?
Yeah, we have. We tried to get out a little bit and explore, all the way out to Kansas City, of course, but also in the local areas, Manhattan and Junction City and out to Salina and Topeka. We're trying to, when our schedule and other things allow. Just this past weekend, we had a nice lunch out at the Riley Cafe, which was a great experience.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Yeah. I've only been in the Flint Hills myself for about 3 years. I lived in Emporia and then now up here in Manhattan. I got to say, the Kansas gets a lot of bad press, I think, in the national media because it's so flat. And that's what people's perception is. But you see these Flint Hills and it's really kind of beautiful out here.
It is. It's really beautiful. And I can tell you, as a runner, I'm an endurance runner who now runs a lot slower than I did when I was younger, but I still like to get the miles in. There's some hills around here. You find them when you go out running, I'll tell you.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, you come here in the midst of a worldwide pandemic, COVID-19 causing all kinds of challenges. How challenging was that for you to make this transition for you and your family?
Yeah, definitely to use the right word, challenging. I think coming from the Army War College, Carlisle Barracks was under a lot of the similar protocols and mitigations, I'd say, that Fort Riley had instituted here. And so when we came, we were, pretty positioned and postured and used to the protocols, just like we're in place here. But I think the biggest challenge was probably taking command, you know, in a situation like that, and quickly trying to understand the decisions the senior commander had made, garrison commander had made, why they did, and realizing with my own eyes and my own ears how effective those protocols had been when it comes to maintaining the readiness of the 1st Infantry Division and protecting the families here. I think that they were very successful. So my next task that I put on myself was trying to continue that success and not recommend any drastic changes to that.
We're speaking again here with Colonel Will McKenna. He's the U.S. Army Garrison Commander at Fort Riley. Took over in July. So we talked a little bit here about the challenges there. Where do things currently stand at Fort Riley as far as COVID-related policies and procedures that you're requiring?
So we still have the same requirements under the senior commander's general order. The new senior commander, Major General Sims, re-signed that general order after he took command a couple of weeks ago. Really, we still require you'll see anybody who comes from the surrounding areas when they come through the gate, they're going to be asked 3 significant questions about where they're coming from and whether or not they're feeling ill and if they've been in contact with anybody with COVID. That's a protective measure. We're still required to wear face masks if you can't keep appropriate physical distancing when outside, and face masks inside at all times in work areas. We still require the sanitation of your hands and so forth. Although we're going to be making some changes based on conditions here that we'll announce later today, that some things that some people have seen on post, like hand washing stations, we're going to be transitioning to hand sanitizer, et cetera, and some other changes that we feel are appropriate at this time based on the situation. But we're still going to have the same sanitation, distance, and hygiene requirements in place.
And this is probably something that's gonna last for quite some time. We don't really see an end in sight for COVID-19, and probably at least until a vaccination. But is that kind of your impression, that these policies will be in place for a while?
Well, we'll definitely keep them in place as long as we think they're needed to keep our soldiers and families and civilians that work here safe. I think that there's definitely the right people, from my experience, in charge of the effort going through a vaccine. I have great confidence in those people doing that. So, you know, we'll take our guidance from them. I think for us, we're hoping that we don't have to be in this situation for too long, just like anybody is. But we're prepared to continue it for a while, as long as it's necessary to keep everybody safe.
All right. We'll take a break here on In Focus, come back more with Colonel Will McKenna, U.S. Army Garrison Commander at Fort Riley, after this.